So we're continuing with Vihi Ratzon. We said that we make a blessing, HaMavir Shina Meinai. We thank Hashem for passing the sleep for our eyes, from our eyes. And then we begin. Vihi Ratzon Milfanech Hashem Elokeinu Velokei Avoteinu. And may it be the will before you, Hashem, our God and the God of our fathers, Shetargileinu B'Toratecha. You should make us accustomed to your Torah. Think about what we just said. There's learning Torah, there's esek b'Torah, and now there's targileinu b'Torah. We ask Hashem, make us accustomed to your Torah. And that could be understood on so many different levels. It could be, it's not easy. Sometimes our generations, the people who came to the United States 70 years ago, they were working on Shabbos. So the guy who isn't working on Shabbos, not so easy. Let me be accustomed to that which is right. It could be, let me be accustomed to learning your Torah. Let that be my habit. V'dabekeinu v'mitzvotecha. And have us attached to your mitzvos. Again, multiple understandings. Dabekeinu b'mitzvotecha could mean that I'm always doing them, I'm always connected to them. Or it could mean a totally different level of connection. That I not only do them, but I should be connected. Dabekeinu b'mitzvotecha. Ve'al tevienu lo lidei chet ve'lo lidei avera ve'avon. Don't bring us lidei chet. What is lidei chet? To the handle of sin. Don't bring me to that temptation. Don't bring me to lidei avera ve'avon, to the handle of the different types of sins. Ve'lo lidei nisayon, nor to the handle of any test. Ve'lo lidei vizayon, nor to the handle of shame. This, to my mind, is one of the most powerful prayers. In my simplicity, on my level, this speaks to me at least as much as the Shmoneh Esrei does. This Vihi Ratzon. What are we talking about? Our connection to Torah, our connection to mitzvot. That we shouldn't sin, that we shouldn't be tested, that we shouldn't be shamed. This to me says it all. V'al tashlet banu yetzer hara. And don't let the evil inclination take a hold of us. You see, sometimes a person could be sitting in class and everything's okay, and sometimes the teacher's looking over his shoulder. Sometimes you could be driving and everything's okay, and sometimes you could be driving and you see a police car behind you. Suddenly you look at the speedometer and you look at the signs, and suddenly you turn on the blinker every time you shift lanes, and suddenly you're squirming in your seat. So the Yetzer Hara has different modes of work. Sometimes he could be focused on a person. Tashlet banu Yetzer Hara. Now his sole focus, so to speak, is on that person. We ask Hashem, Al tashlet banu Yetzer Hara. Ve'archikeinu me'adam ra. And distance us from an evil person. And again, this has so much meaning. Stay away. Let me stay away. Because evil people are dangerous. Umechaver ra, and from an evil friend. Because we don't always know who's going to be good or who's going to be evil.
It's called a frenemy.
A frenemy. Wow, beautiful. V'dabekeinu b'yetzer hatov, and connect us with the good desire. Because we know that our nature, as we've discussed, and we saw the Medrash in Avos to Rabbi Nosson just last week, that from the time a person's born, his second nature is to go with his yetzer hara. You know, a kid is born, he's egocentric. All he thinks about is what does he want? And what are his physical needs and wants? And that's normal. That's the way it should be. The thing that's also normal is that you outgrow that. problem is that it's not so pleasant to outgrow that. I got to think of him. I can't finish the cereal in the bed. I can't finish the cake and cookies. I got to think of someone else. So we ask Hashem, help us out. Dabekenu b'yetzer atov. Let us connect and cling to the desire to do good. Uvimaasim tovim. And good actions. Dabekenu. Connect us to good. V'chof et yitzreinu l'ishtabed lach. And force our desire to be subservient to you. Which again is one line that says it all. We're going to see in next week's parasha, and you see it back in the story with Paro, that all of life, whether a person is in Oved Hashem or not, it always boils down to this question. Am I subservient to Hashem or not? And that's Hashem's big question to Paro. Ad matai me'anta le'anot mipanai. So when do you refuse to be humble before me? All of life, whenever you're faced with the question, you know the question boils down to, am I going to do what God wants or am I going to do what I want? It's a very simple formula. We ask Hashem, help us out. Because it's not easy. Because the nature of man is that what he wants is very real. And what God wants is in the abstract. Utneinu hayom uvichol yom, and let us be today and every day lecheinu l'chesed ul'rachamim be'einecha uve'einei chol ro'einu. Let us find favor and kindness and mercy in your eyes and in the eyes of all who behold us. Yes, in Judaism we care what people think about us. Let me find favor in other people's eyes. Let me find mercy and kindness first in your eyes. Remember that order. I care first what God thinks of me, but then I do care second what other people think of me. I care about it, but only after I care about what God thinks of me. V'tigmelenu chasadim tovim, and deal us good acts of kindness. Baruch ata Hashem agomel chasadim tovim na'amo Yisrael. Blessed are you Hashem who does acts of kindness, good things for His nation Israel. So again, to my mind, this is one of the most fantastic prayers that we say in the day. And if you think about it and you go through the words, to me, I always try to say this when I'm home, before davening, when I could say it slowly, and think about each word. Right? You're 100% right. Chazal say it, what you just said. Chazal say, what's the source for the prohibition of Marit Ayin? Chazal say, the pasuk, Umtzachen v'sechel tov b'nei Elokim v'adam. There's another pasuk which Chazal bring forth, which is also the same concept as you said. When Moshe speaks in Parshas Maaseh with the tribes of Reuben, God, and half the tribe of Menashe, he says, v'asitem atov v'yashar b'nei Hashem. Where do we have it? What's the... Moshe says to them... This... When they ask, he says... Then you will be clean from God and Israel. Meaning you have to be clean from Israel too. It's not enough that you could say to God, I did what was right. So yeah, that is the source of that concept. The next prayer is very similar to the previous one. And I wonder if you'll notice what the difference is. May it be the will before you, Hashem, my God and the God of my fathers, shetatzileini ayom, you should save me today, uvchol yom, and every day, me'azefanim, from brazen people, u'me'azutpanim, and from myself being brazen. Me'adamra, me'chavera, me'shechenra, me'pegara, etc. The key difference is that the first one was talking in the plural. It was talking about the masses, like Shmona Esrei. Shetargileinu b'toratecha, v'dabekeinu b'mitzvotecha. We're talking about everyone. Val tevieinu, don't bring us. The second one, Rebbe himself used to say every day in his Shmona Esrei. Rebbe would conclude his Shmona Esrei and ask Hashem, save me every day from brazen people. Now, Rebbe had guards that if anyone spoke disrespectfully to him, they'd smack him up. He still said, save me from brazen people. Umazut banim. Rebbe still prayed every day that he himself should not be brazen. That he should be able to talk to people with humility. That he shouldn't be a wise aleck. You see, you think you finish your teenage years, you're finished with being a wise aleck. No. It's very interesting. I got a phone call today from an elderly couple that have an issue with one of with a young man who's in the building who's refusing to pay the taxes, the bad bite. And listening to the argument they're representing, I saw two things. Number one, the young man's right, they're wrong. Number two, the young man was so brazen in talking to them that if he doesn't want to end up in court, something's going to have to be done. So, here you have an interesting situation. He's right. And he made quite a few claims. As much as they were upset at him, even when they tried to present his claims, it was very obvious he's right. Meaning, they're paying 90 shekel for cleaning the stairs. Here everyone in the community pays 30 shekel. They're paying three times the price. He's right. And etc. That's what the conversation went. Who's he to tell us we could get someone for 30 shekel? I happen to know he's right. But I could also understand that the way he said it, well, that guy shot himself in the leg. Brazenness is something that backfires. It boomerangs. Sometimes it can ruin a person's own reputation. Sometimes it could ruin a person's chance at attaining something which otherwise he would be able to attain. Even Rebbe would pray every day, Hashem save me from being brazen. Because brazenness is something, HaKelavim HaZeh Nefesh, says in the Navi. Dogs are brazen. Human beings have to know how to be gentle. You could be right, and you could win. But be gentle. Umeazut panim. Because you could be right, but what are you going to do when the guy you're standing against is brazen? So Rebbe would pray he shouldn't have to deal with people like that. I met a rabbi a few months ago and he asked me, do you pray for your children's education? So I said, yes. He said, do you pray about their friends? I said, no. So he said, then you're not praying about their education. And our generation, that's one of the most pivotal things in a child's education. And he made the point, which I accept, that just as we daven for ourselves, that Hashem should save us me'adam ra, mi'chaver ra, mi'shachen ra, we should pray the same thing over our children. And ever since he pointed that out to me, I do. A person that, for our children, the idea of being protected from adam ra, chaver ra, shachen ra, is a fundamental part of their chinuch. It was always so, and today it's even more so. And very often, it's not only very often, usually, the norm is that a person reflects his environment. And a person ends up looking like the people he's with. And so a person has to pray that he doesn't end up with an adam ra, chaver ra, Shachin Ra. Umipegara, and even an evil encountering. Umisatana Mashchit. And from that angel that's always looking how to be destructive. And the word Satan could mean that evil angel, and the word Satan could mean that veering off the path, which we all have that capacity to veer off the norm and be destructive to ourselves. Midin kasheh, God save us from a harsh case, a harsh litigation, umibal din kashe, or a harsh adversary. Sometimes you're faced with someone who's harsh. We had a neighbor that didn't care if we ever put out our laundry and the laundry was dry, they'd take out their laundry and drip everything on it. We had another neighbor that didn't care that we had our laundry out, they'd go and smoke and let the ashes fall and destroy our laundry. You know, you burn someone's clothing, okay, what are you going to do? Go talk to them. It wasn't me, it was someone else. But you're the only one that smokes in the building, look. It wasn't me, it was someone else. Baal din kashe, you prayed Hashem, save me from a guy like that. What am I going to do? Ben shu ben brit, ben sheno ben brit. Doesn't matter if he's one of the covenant or not. You know, you could have tough Jews, you could have tough non-Jews. Doesn't matter. Rebbe would daven every day, Hashem, save me from people like that. Save me mi baal din kashe, from a harsh adversary. And again, we see how we start off our morning, and these are prayers which customarily we say in shul. The custom used to be that people said it at home. A person can say them at home. A person has to find a time where he could be focused, because these prayers of Birkot HaShachar are prayers about life. They're about having the appreciation for the 15 blessings of life we say in the beginning. And then contending and asking Hashem, help me. Help me avoid what's wrong. Help me stick to what's right. It's life. And that's the Birkot HaShachar. And we will skip the Psukei Dezimra.